research new funds. So how you can reduce your stress when you buy your future house. So number one, you need to speak with people. You can speak with your family, friends, co-worker, neighbors, people who have already experiments with that project. So you can listen good story and bad story. Never say, hey, I want only listen good story, I want only fairy tale, I want only happiness, and I want to be only positive because I have already a lot of stress. I need to organize my documents, I need to organize my credit history, I need to organize my taxes, I need to show a lot of information, I'm already stressed out, I need to move. Sometimes it's good to move because maybe you rent, or maybe you have a bigger budget, maybe you have a child that you need to grow your extra room. And sometimes it's a bad situation, like you have divorce or your parents sick and need to be more close, or because it was fire and you need to move. So it's independent my situation. So all moves, how you need to pack it, how you need to organize, how much it will cost you, what it's expensive for insurance, how much it's far from your job. So you need to listen all story, good and bad. Because when you do your homework, you need to listen true. And if you only try to figure out on happiness and don't sink in on a negative, you will lost a lot of information that it make you extra stress on the future, because this surprise will pop up later. That you try to run away and hide it and say, I didn't see it, it still exists. So you need to double check story, you need to speak with people, you need to have less stress. And number two point, it's like educate yourself. So you can go and, for example, make like it's a game. I like trick brain and make fun, make like a game, play like a kid and say, hey, I will buy a new house because I need to grow, or we have much more money. So let's go to internet, let's Google this area, let's Google neighborhood, and on weekend let's have a fun. For example, if you understand what area you would like to live, you just drive to this area and have maybe try to find coffee shop and already try to learn about this area. Make a double check if they have ATM machine, or maybe branch with your bank. If it's local bank that you use, not only big corporation, maybe they don't have it, so you need to double check that. If you have, for example, your grocery or bazaar, if they very close to your previous location, and if maybe you find some favorite your restaurant, so we need to go and double check and sit and enjoy your new neighborhood. And of course, maybe have search newspaper or new ads, or maybe a new Facebook group or a different site that it shows you prices. So you make your homework and double check prices. Sometimes people say, oh, it costs to, let's say, $200,000-$300,000, but this location when you drive and you see they have a metal on the metal barn on the window and door, so it's not really safe neighborhood, and like, oh man, it's not really worth it. It's like $200,000-$300,000, so we need to go and have a better feeling with different neighborhoods. So just make it fun and less stress. Maximum have less stress and less is fun. So I hope this is very interesting for you. If you like this video, please click subscribe, make a comment.